لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك.
Blessings of Hajj, the spiritual journey.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madri channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are in the blessed silsila, the blessings of Hajj. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in that particular silsila, we will learn about so many beautiful Madani pearls, about the blessed and unforgettable journey of Hajj. So be with us in our silsila and learn. And if possible, please write down the Madani flowers in your diary for your beloved and the beautiful journey. First of all, before I start the topic, we'll hear a very beautiful blessing about the virtues, about the blessings of Durud-e Pak. A young man was seen reciting only Durud-e-Pak, Salat al-Nabi, during Tawaf, instead of making other supplications. Someone asked him if he did not know the supplications of Tawaf or if there was any other reason. He replied that he could recite other supplications, but there was a particular reason for reciting Durud-e-Pak, Salat al-Nabi only. Explaining the matter in some detail, he said that he and his father left for Makkatul Mukarrama to perform Hajj. During the journey, his father fell severely ill and passed away. After a while, the face of his father turned black and his belly swelled. Saddened by this incident, he wept and said, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." Alas, my father has passed away in a jungle, far away from my country. When night fell, I fell asleep and had a dream in which I saw a beautiful and fragrant personality dressed in white attire. Approaching my deceased father, he stroked his refulgent hand onto the face and belly of my father. In no time, the face of my deceased father became brighter and whiter than milk, and his belly also normalized. As the saint moved to leave, I said, "O my Lord, for the sake of the one who has sent you as a mercy for my father in this deserted place, please let me know, who are you?" He replied, "Don't you recognize me? I am Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. Your father was an extreme sinner, but he would recite salat upon me in abundance. When he got into this trouble, he pleaded to me. Therefore, I have come to help him. I help every such person who recites salat abundantly upon me in the world." Subhanallah. Imam Ahl Sunnat, reviver of Sunnah, Mujaddid of Deen, Maulana Shah Imam Ahmad Radha Khan Alayhi Rahmatul Rahman said in his beautiful couplet, "Faryad ummati jo kare hale zar mein, faryad ummati jo kare hale zar mein, mumkin nahi ke khair bashar ko khabar na ho." So if you are in problem, if you are in illness, if you are in some difficulties, don't worry. Recite Durood abundantly. Inshallah, the Durood-e-Pak will help you. So wherever you are in the world, now recite Durood-e-Pak loudly. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Suggestions for Hajj pilgrims. Dear Hajj pilgrims, may Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal make your Hajj pilgrimage a blessed one. Ensure that your provisions for this journey are ready at least 3 to 4 days before departure. It is also beneficial to seek guidance from some experienced haji, although almost all the daily needs are available in Hijaz al-Muqaddas. Hence the suggestion of Sheikh Tariqat Amir Ahle Sunnat, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, and the list of necessary items, inshallah, I will describe in front of you, would be extremely useful, especially for the middle class pilgrims. It should also be noted that the lighter the baggage, the more comfortable the journey. I am now suggesting some items that you should take with you. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will find them very useful during the pilgrimage. Please note that carrying fruits, cooked food, sweetmeats, etc. are not allowed by the authorities. List of items for pilgrims. Madani Pansura, Shajara of your Murshid. Number 3, Bahari Shariat at Part 6 and Rafiqul Haraman. Rafiqul Haraman is the very beautiful booklet of Amir Ahl Sunnat. My dear Islamic brothers, now Alhamdulillah we have this book in English language also. If you can't find in your locality, you can download it from Dawat Islami's website, dawatislami.net. Number 4, pen and pad, diary, ihram, pocket belt to be tied around ihram, itr, prayer mat, towel, soap, mat or cloth to be laid on the ground, glass, plate, cup, dining mat, water bottle that can be hung around the neck, spoon, knife, pills for headache, cold, and etc. Durable handbag, and especially a school bag with you. It's inshallah help you in your journey of Mina and Arafat also. Large suitcase, mark it with some symbol. Handheld fan, necessary cooking utensils, self-addressed and stamped envelopes. If you want to send letters to your family or friend, you can do so via the pilgrims returning home earlier than you after having performed their Hajj. In this way, your letter will be delivered cheaply. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When should pilgrims traveling by air put on ihram? It takes almost 4 hours to reach Jeddah from Karachi. By air, whilst airborne, it will be difficult to observe Miqat. And you can calculate from wherever you are coming to Jeddah. So it's very difficult to observe Miqat. So hence those traveling from Karachi or anywhere else from the world should make initial preparation at home. If it is not makruh time, offer the nafal salah of ihram and put on ihram as well at home. However, do not make the intention of ihram at home, as making intention causes certain restrictions to be imposed. Perhaps the aircraft may be delayed, causing you to observe the restriction of ihram whilst waiting for the flight at the airport. Further, if you made the intention of ihram at home, you would no longer be allowed to wear garland around your neck because of the fragrance of flowers. Hence, it's convenient to reach the airport in ihram or normal dressing. Bathrooms, wudu facility and prayers hall are available in almost all over all airports. You may also put on ihram, offer nafal salah and make the intention of ihram at the airport. But it will still be convenient to make the intention of ihram after the aircraft has taken off. Jeddah to Makkah. On arriving at Jeddah airport, disembark from the plane with your hand luggage reciting Labbaik. What is Labbaik? لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. Reciting labbaik with utmost devotion, make your way towards the customs counter after collecting luggage and getting your passport and documents checked. Proceed to the bus organized by your muallim. Depart for Makkatul Mukarrama whilst reciting labbaik. Remember that like any other journey, this is also a journey during which one may encounter hardships and discomforts. Sometimes you may have to wait long for transport. Remain patient and content at all times. It is pointless quarreling and arguing, as it's only increase the problem rather than resolve it. Further, the reward of patience, reward of sabr is also lost. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Few madani pearls regarding traveling. Number one, when you are about to depart, seek forgiveness from your family, friends and associates regarding the rights which you may have violated. It becomes incumbent upon the people from whom forgiveness is sought to forgive wholeheartedly. It is stated in a hadith that whomsoever is approached for forgiveness by an Islamic brother, it becomes wajib for that person to forgive him. Otherwise, he will be denied water from the pond of Kausar. Number two, ask permission from your parents. If, however, Hajj has become fard for a person, he will have to perform Hajj even if his parents don't give permission. However, one should not travel to perform Umrah or Nafil Hajj without the consent of one's parents. Further, it is a misconception that the offspring cannot perform Hajj until their parents have performed it. Another Badani pearl, if you possess belongings of others or owe debit to someone, return it. If you have unjustly seized someone's estate, that is property, possession, money, etc., return it or get it waived. If you cannot trace the owner, donate an equivalent amount in charity. Fulfill the act of worship which are still outstanding, such as salah, fasting, zakah, etc. Repent of the sin of delaying them. The sole purpose of this journey must to be please Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Number five, the Hadi should meet Hajj expense from lawful earnings. Otherwise, there is no hope of Hajj being accepted, though his fard will get offered. Number six, take extra provisions and spend them on your companions, the poor. This is a sign of Hajj, Hajj Mabrur, an accepted Hajj. Show the luggage to be loaded on the hired transport to the transporter in advance. Do not load extra luggage without his consent. Number eight, it is stated in a hadith that whenever three people depart for a journey, they should choose any one of them as Amir, that is chief, as this help manage the affairs. Number nine, the Amir should be a well-mannered person and a follower of Sunnah. Number 10, the Amir should serve his companions, striving for their comfort and convenience. Number 11, when leaving for the journey, leave as if one is going to depart from the world. Number 12, when leaving, seek dua from everyone, as this will bring about blessings for you. Number 13, Islamic sisters should not travel without husband or a trustworthy mahram. the mahram, one with whom marriage is haram forever. Otherwise, sin will be recorded for every step till their return. This ruling applies not only for Hajj pilgrims, but also to every journey. Number 14, after putting on the traveling clothes, ihram, if it is not makruh time for salah, offer 4 rakaat nafl salah with surah Fatiha, means Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and surah Ikhlas, means Qul Huwallahu Ahad, in each rakaat. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, this salah will secure estate and family members till return. Number 15, before leaving home, recite Ayatul Kursi as well as from Surah Kafirun to Surah Nas, excluding Surah Lahab, Tabbat Yada Abi Lahab, with Bismillah. Before each Surah, recite Bismillah once in the end as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will remain comfortable throughout the journey. Number 16, if it is not a makruh time, offer 2 rakaat nafl salah in the masjid of your area. Number 17, while traveling by bus or train or any other transport, recite the following invocations. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, the convenience will remain safe from all sorts of accidents. Bismillah thrice, Allahu Akbar thrice, Alhamdulillah thrice, Subhanallah thrice, La ilaha illallah once, and then the following Quranic dua once. Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wama kunna lahu mukrinin wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. Translation: purity is to him who has given this carriage in our control, and we did not have control over it, and no doubt we have to return towards our Creator. After getting to the destination, perform 2 rakaat nafl salah, provided the time is not makruh. To offer this salah is a sunnah. After reaching the destination, make the following dua from time to time. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will remain safe from every harm. A'udhu bi kalimatillahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq. I seek refuge from the harm of creatures by virtue of the complete and perfect words of Allah Azza wa Jal. Recite Ya Samadu 13 times daily, you will be protected from thirst and hunger. If there is a fear of an enemy, recite Surah Quraysh, Li'ilafi Quraysh, whole Surah. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will remain safe from every calamity. During the journey, remain busy remembering Allah Azza wa Jal and reciting Durood-e Paak, Salat ala Nabi, as an angel will accompany you. If on the other hand, you are engaged in gossips and listening to music, Shaitan will accompany you. Whilst on journey, do not be heedless of making dua for yourself and for all Muslims, as the dua of a traveler is accepted. According to a hadith, if someone facing a difficulty needs help, he should call out the following words thrice. A'inuni ya ibadallah. O servants of Allah Azza wa Jal, help me. Treat all the Arabs, including the Bedouins, with extreme politeness. Even if they behave you harshly, endure it with patience. Our beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will intercede for the one displaying patience in response to the harshness of the Arabs. Do not criticize the acts of the dwellers of Makkah and Madinatul Munawwara and those of any other Arab. Do not even think bad of them in your heart, as this is beneficial in the world as well as in the hereafter. However, if someone possess heretic beliefs, do detest him strongly and avoid him like the plague. On returning from the journey, offer 2 rakaat nafl salah before going to home in the masjid of your locality, provided the time is not makruh for salah. Likewise, offer two rakat nafil salah after reaching home, provided the time is not makruh for salah. Then meet everyone warmly. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How to offer salah during journey? By Sharia, the person traveling at least 57 and a half miles, that is almost 92 kilometers, is considered a traveler. On reaching the destination, if one intends to stay over there for 15 days or more, he will not be regarded a traveler by Sharia. Instead, he will now be considered a muqeem, resident. In this case, he will not offer qasr salah. What is qasr salah? Shortened salah where four fard rakat are reduced to two. However, if his intention was to stay for less than 15 days, he is to offer qasr salah. That is, offer two rakat instead of four in fard salah of zuhr, asr and isha. There is no reduction in the fard salah of fajr and maghrib. Likewise, sunnah and witr salah will also be offered as usual without any reduction. The ruling of offering salah during air travel is quite different. All types of salah, fard, witr, sunan, nafil, etc. may be offered during air travel. There is no need to repeat them afterwards. And during sea travel, all the salah may be offered on board, provided it is not possible to go on land for offering salah. There is no need to repeat salah either. Whilst traveling on trains or planes, people usually offer salah sitting and facing any direction they like. This is incorrect. One should find out the direction of the Qibla and then offer the salah whilst standing. It is necessary to do so. Excellence of Hajj. The Holy Quran states in Surah Baqarah, verse 196, وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. Fulfill Hajj and Umrah for Allah Azza wa Jal. The beloved and blessed Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated, the one who performs Hajj, avoiding indecent talks and sinful acts, will return from Hajj as free from all sins as he was on the day his mother gave birth to him. Subhanallah. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, has stated, all sins committed in between the performance of one Umrah and the other are expiated, and the reward of Hajj Mabrur is nothing but paradise. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, Hajj and Umrah remove poverty and sins as the blacksmith's furnace remove all impurities from iron, gold and silver. The reward for Hajj Mabrur is paradise. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma reports that the last Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal has stated, he who goes on foot to perform Hajj from Makkah and then returns to Makkah on foot, 700 virtues equal to the virtues of Haram will be written for him for his each step. When he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked about the worth of the virtues of Haram, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, every virtue is equivalent to 100,000 virtues. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, as per computation, one will be rewarded 70 million virtues for every step. Subhanallah, subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, giving encouragement to go on foot to perform Hajj rites, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Radha Khan Rahmatul Rahman has stated in his book Anwarul Bashara, if possible, one should go to Mina, Arafat, etc. from Makkatul Mukarrama on foot, as 70 million virtues will be written for his every step till his return to Makkatul Mukarrama. This adds up to approximately 78 trillion and 40 billion virtues. Without doubt, Allah Azza wa Jalla has showered innumerable blessings upon this ummah for the sake of his beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah states that Sayyidina Imam Ahmad Rida Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman has made this estimation on the basis of the distance of the old longer route, since tunnels have now been constructed in the mountains leading from Makkatul Mukarrama to Mina, shortening the route and facilitating the travel for pedestrians. The number of virtues will also reduce accordingly. Wallahu wa rasuluhu alam. Another beautiful hadith-e-paak about the blessings of Hajj. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, Haji is forgiven, and the one for whom Haji asked forgiveness is also forgiven. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala reports that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, he who departed with the intention of performing Hajj and died on the way, the reward of Hajj will be written perpetually for him until the day of judgment. Continue the reward written for him until the day of judgment. He who departed to perform Umrah and died on the way, the reward of Umrah will be written continually for him until the day of judgment. Subhanallah, subhanallah, how blessed this journey are. Subhanallah. Dear brothers, viewers of Madani channel, please be careful that there are so many virtues of Hajj. But if anybody able to do Hajj, but he don't did, then how dangerous it is. The noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned, the person who has the means of performing Hajj and who has no apparent obstacles, nor an oppressive ruler, nor any disease that prevents him, even then he dies without performing Hajj. He may die as a Jew or as a Christian. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, do your Hajj as soon as possible if you have fard obligatory on you. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beloved Hajis, as the physical means are necessary for the Haji, inner spiritual treasure is also a significant requirement for him. This treasure is that of true love and devotion, which is attained from the true devotees. Once a person entered the blessed court of Sayyiduna Ghausul Azam radiyallahu ta'ala, addressing the audience, Ghausul Azam radiyallahu ta'ala declared, this person has just arrived here in a single step from Baitul Muqaddas in order to learn the manners of true devotion from me. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Even a saint possessing saintly miracle, karama, needs to attend the court of a greater saint so as to attend the treasure of true devotion. How greatly we will be in the need of learning the manners of devotion. We should also have affiliation with some true devotee of the Holy Prophet to learn devotion from him and then depart for Madinatul Munawwara. Beloved Hajis, now the two incidents of the true devotees of Allah Azza wa Jalla and his beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are being presented. Please listen carefully with a dejected heart, shedding tears in the desire of being blessed with love and devotion of Allah Azza wa Jalla and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyad radiyallahu ta'ala has narrated, people were busy making dua in the plains of Arafat when I spotted a young man standing with his head hung in shame. Approaching him, I said, O young man, you too make dua. He replied, I fear that I have lost the time granted to me. So how can I make dua? Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyad radiyallahu ta'ala states, I said to him, make dua, hoping to the blessed by Allah Azza wa Jal for the sake of these people's supplications. As the young man tried to raise his hands for dua, he became overwhelmed, letting out a piercing cry. He then fell onto the ground and his soul left his body. another beautiful and heart-touching story that Sayyiduna Zunnun Misri Rahmatullahi Talale reports that once he saw a young man in Mina who was quietly sitting at a side while other people were busy performing their sacrifices of animals. The young man cried out suddenly, "Oh my beloved Allah, your servants are busy offering their sacrifices. I wish to sacrifice myself in your court. Oh my Creator, accept my sacrifice." Saying this, he ran his finger across his throat and fell down. Sayyidina Zunnun Misri radiallahu ta'ala stated, "I hurriedly approached him and was astonished to see that he had passed away." Respected Hajis, did you notice? This is the Hajj of true devotees. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us with a deeply sincere heart by virtue of these two Hajis. Remember, sincerity is a prerequisite for the acceptance of any worship. The more sincere a deed is, the greater its reward will be. Alas, as a result of drifting away from Islamic teachings and righteous company, most of our worships are now ruined by ostentation. Unfortunately, these days ostentation, riyakari, and showing off seem to have become an integral part in most of our affairs, including even Hajj, a great worship. For example, many people call themselves Haji after having performed Hajj. Sometimes they add the title Haji before their name. Perhaps you would be thinking as to what is wrong with this. Although there is no harm if other people call you Haji without you desiring it. But dear Hajis, ponder calmly. Think calmly. If one calls himself Haji, isn't he informing others of his worship unnecessarily? This can better be understood with the help of the very interesting example that a train was moving towards its destination. Two persons who were sitting close to each other started conversation. One of them asked the other, "What's your name?" The other person replied, "Haji Shafiq." The second person also asked, "And what's your name, please?" The first one replied, "Namazi Rafiq." Astonished, Haji Saab remarked, "Namazi Rafiq? It sounds very strange." Rafiq Saab asked, "Would you please let me know as to how many times you have performed Hajj?" The Haji Saab replied, "Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I performed Hajj just last year." Rafiq Saab responded immediately, "You have performed Hajj just once in your life and you are openly calling yourself a Haji, showing off your Hajj, whereas I offer Namaz, Salah, 5 times daily. So what is strange if I call myself Namazi Rafiq?" You may have taken, I hope, my point. Nowadays, the trend of showing off has grown to extreme limits. On departure or arrival of Haji Saab, his home is adorned with lights along with a board, "Hajj Congratulations," displayed at the front side of the home. Allah Azza wa Jal forbid, ma'adallah, at some places even the photographs of the Haji Saab dressed in ihram are taken. What is all this? Is it appropriate for an escaped slave to return to the blessed court of his master? Sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. With such pomp and show, definitely not. One should proceed for Hajj with tears in eyes and remorse in heart for all the sins committed. Oh, if only our expressions become like this. Much ko darpesh hai, phir mubarak safar. Kafula, phir madine ka tayyar hai. Nekiyon ka nahi, koi tosha fakat. Meri jholi mein ashkon ka ik haar hai. Koi sajdon ki saugat hai na koi. Zuhd o taqwa mere paas sarkaar hai. Chal pada hoon madine ki janib magar. Hai. Sar par gunahon ka ambar hai. Once again, I am blessed with that fortunate journey And the caravan of Medina is ready to move again. Although good deeds are empty from my provisions, but yet I have a necklace of tears in my lap. Neither the gift of prostration I have with, nor the devotion and piety I possess with. I have stepped towards the direction of Medina, but alas, I have this pile of sins on shoulders. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh once left Basra for Hajj on foot. Someone asked him as to why he was not going by any transport. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh replied, should the escaped slave be on a carriage whilst returning to the court of his master for asking pardon? By Allah Azza wa Jal, if I heed it for the sacred city of Makkatul Mukarrama, walking even on burning coal, it is a small price to pay. Main gunahgar gunahon ke siwa kya lata? Main gunahgar gunahon ke siwa kya lata? Nekiyan hoti hain sarkar nikukar ke paas. Me the sinful, other than sins, what else had I brought? Oh master, good deeds are done by the good people. Sar bhi kham, aankh bhi nam, sharm se pani. Kya karun nazar nahi, kuch bhi gunahgar ke paas. My head is down and my eyes are soaked through shame. What shall I present? What shall I present? As nothing is in possession of this sinner. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, the whole travel of Hajj is devotion, is ishq and muhabbat, is love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if you want to travel with those expressions, please join the Madani environment of Dawat Islami. Wherever you are in the world, please try to attend our weekly ijtimaat. Try to travel in Madani Kafla. Inshallah, in Madani Kafla, in Madani Caravan, you learn so many Madani pearls about the devotion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah azza wa jal give us chance to travel in Madani Kaflas and to attend the ijtimaat of Dawat Islami. Inshallah azza wa jal, in the next silsila, we'll learn about another things and another beautiful pearls about the Hajj and this blessed journey. So be with us in the next silsila also. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us chance to travel for Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara soon. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam.
Blessings of Hajj, the spiritual journey.